Police estimate that only 1,000 people demonstrated on Washington's rainy streets yesterday, but the day was filled with tense confrontations. Protesters tried to storm police lines near the International Monetary Fund and World Bank headquarters. At some spots, police used pepper gas and batons to subdue the crowd as they made arrests, but they defused the largest of these confrontations by negotiating hundreds of voluntary arrests. It was a decidedly successful conclusion to 4 nerve-wracking days for the city's police. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
The police in Washington used wile, force, and diplomacy as they struggled to contain the protests over the last few days. Some of their tactics were brilliantly simple, like having the IMF delegates bust into their meetings at 5 o'clock Sunday morning, 2 hours before the first protesters arrived to link their arms into human chains. The meetings went off without a hitch. Sometimes the police seemed disingenuous. On Saturday, for example, they closed down the Washington warehouse that protesters were using as a central staging site, making it harder for protest organizers to coordinate the thousands who came. But Police Chief Charles Ramsey was still insisting yesterday that wasn't why he ordered the raid.
The warehouse was a safety inspection. That wasn't a preemptive strike. That was simply concern for the well-being and safety of the people that had come to visit our city in protest.
Ramsey actually played a big role in keeping things relatively calm. He showed up often at police lines where his presence sent a subtle but powerful message to both police and demonstrators, according to Bob Klotz, a retired deputy chief of police in Washington.
He and his senior staff are out in soft hats, in some cases no hats at all. They're not in any type of riot equipment. They don't have helmets on. But they're right up there with the troops in the front line. He's talking to his people and trying to reassure them that everything's going fine. He's talking to demonstrators.
Ramsey and his deputy Terence Gaynor helped resolve a tense standoff yesterday by arranging the voluntary arrest of 400 demonstrators. As part of the deal, police took off their gas masks and raised their visors. For their part, the protesters moved back from the police line and presented themselves in small groups to be arrested. At his press conference yesterday, Ramsey spoke about his conversations with the demonstrators.
Some of them were just kids. Some of them were scared to death when they came across. And I mean, they're just youngsters. And I think that's important to remember. They're just kids with a cause. And God bless them. That's what America's all about.
Still, there were many stories of police acting heavy-handedly. On Saturday, for example, they arrested 600 protesters who were marching against the privatization of prisons. The protesters say they were getting ready to disperse when police corralled them, refused to let them go, and then arrested them. D.C. police officer Bob Klotz doesn't want to criticize his former colleagues, but he says he was puzzled at how the arrests were handled.
Normally, if you're going to arrest a group, while you might surround them, you leave them an avenue to leave, and you notify them at least twice, if not three times, that you're going to arrest them if they don't leave, and those that don't take advantage of the opportunity to leave are arrested.
Klotz says that didn't happen, and he doesn't know why. Whatever the reason, the arrests took 600 protesters off the street for most of the day Sunday, when the IMF began its meetings, and they sent a message to protesters that the police wouldn't necessarily play fair. At their press conference yesterday, one of the protest leaders blasted the police force.
I don't call it a democracy when 600 people protesting slave labor in this country's prison industrial complex are arrested without warning. I don't call it a democracy when our convergence center is raided and shut down under the ridiculous pretense of fire code violations and our materials are taken away from us. When people near the convergence center are harassed by the cops because of the clothes or buttons they wear, I don't call that a democracy. No, I don't.
Ramsey, however, said he had no regrets, that if he had to script the last few days, he'd have them play out exactly as they did.
I make no apologies for anything that anybody did during this time. I think that you saw a level of professionalism that we have not seen in this country from police in a very long time.
That professionalism will cost the city's residents a pretty penny. Ramsey estimates the police department racked up about $5 million in overtime. The joke in Washington is that Ramsey should ask the World Bank and IMF for debt relief. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.